Extremely local news now with Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago. And we begin with the story of a place that was in Wrigleyville more than 50 years. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yeah, we're talking about Chicago's Blarney Stone, a popular for a long time dive bar in Wrigleyville. It sits sort of at the southern end of the stretch of bars that have really sort of grown up around this place. Unfortunately, bad news, they just announced that they're going to be closing on October 2nd. They're going to pack it in at the end of the Cub season, which is knocking on the door here. So it's been been a long run. They've been there 51 years, but you know, a lot going on in that neighborhood, a lot of turnover. They're right near the big construction of the CTA flyover that's going over them. So end of an era there. A lot of people, people have been going there long before a lot of these bars in Wrigleyville had popped up. So it's sad to see the Blarney Stone, especially as an Irish guy. I always love seeing that side.
Yeah, 3424 North Sheffield. That area certainly has changed, and it's sad to see a lot of those old mom and pop places go, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's still a handful of them, the Cubby Bear has been around for forever, and that seems to be going strong as well. But yes, you walk up and down there, and I was there over the weekend, and you just see names you hadn't seen, you'd never seen before. Where did that place come from? It just had popped up during the pandemic and mm-hmm. the last couple of years. So interesting.
Yeah. It's slick there. Some people say too slick. On the south side, some upgrades to Big Marsh Park going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Big Marsh Park is one of those, for some people, a hidden Chicago gem. It's they turned this giant industrial area at 115th and Stony Island into just a giant natural park. It's actually the Chicago Park District's largest natural site in the city, and they have bike paths, they've got jumps, they've got a BMX path, they've got birding paths, walking paths. And just this weekend, they opened their environmental center. It's called the Ford Calumet Environmental Center. And there's lots of great things inside, particularly just sort of a history of how this park got to where it is and the cleanup involved with it and the activists involved with getting it there. It's really, it's going to be a great kid place for students to go, but it's also, it's a really great getaway from the city and just go and, pretend you're somewhere else, because it's quite beautiful and it just keeps getting bigger. They just keep adding to new elements to it. They still have a bunch of, they still have a path that's supposed to go all around the entire park that they're still working on. So it's one of those parks that every year they're going to add something new and something cool to it.
Yes, and as you say, definitely a hidden gem, 300 acres there on South Stony Island. And we have a restaurant now filling a need in Wicker Park and in Beverly. This sounds like a good place. A little soul food, huh?
Yeah, it's soul food. The name of it is Oh We It Is, a soul food restaurant. It's run by a guy named Mark Walker and his wife, Shay. And, one of the many cool parts about Mark Walker and his wife Shay's story is Mark started his business by selling homemade sweet tea out of the Harold's Chicken at 87th and Medan Ryan only 7 years ago. That was his start to business. It took off. He eventually started doing some cooking. Then he opened a spot in suburban Burnham. That did well. He opened in Chatham during the pandemic, and the place has been taken off. So now he's opened it in Wicker Park. 2039 West North Avenue. It's at the site of the old Angry Pig. And he's also got a place opening in Beverly at 111th and Longwood. So, lots of people are, they're kind of circling the wagons a little bit for their restaurant businesses. But Mark and his wife have really hit on something, and people are really flocking to their restaurants. Couple of things on their menu that caught my attention would be the lobster and jerk chicken Pop-Tarts, which they apparently cook right on the table. They bring a toaster to you, and a pot roast cupcake, which there's some pictures on our website, which it looks delicious. I believe there's not only just pot roast, there's also cheese and mashed potatoes on top of this. So check it out. Owee It Is Soul Food is coming to Wicker Park November 15th.
Owee. You know, you got to admire folks like that who are expanding, and this pandemic has taken its toll on the restaurant business. But I was reading about these people eyeing a possible fifth location in the future near the Obama Presidential Center in Woodlawn, and maybe some out-of-state locations in Atlanta and Houston. And, well, you know, good for them. I don't know how they're doing it, but they must, that menu must be really something.
Yeah, I picture people walking in and saying, wait, weren't you the guy that sold sweet tea at Harold at 87th Street? And said, now he's a restaurant mogul. Fantastic.
Watch out for that place. Ooh-wee is the name of it. Thank you, Seamus. Have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.